Today, we'll start with item one. If you read that, please.
Item one, from Corporation Counsel requesting authorization to file appeals in unemployment compensation decisions in Milwaukee County versus Labor and Industry Review Commission, Kimberly Carrington Fields, case number 12CV12833, and Milwaukee County versus Labor and Industry Review Commission, Electra Webster, case number 12CV12834.
Thank you, Corporation Counsel. Introduce yourself for the members and for the audience.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Jim Carroll from Corporation Counsel. I'd just like to briefly explain the reasoning behind our request for permission to appeal these matters. Essentially, the facts of the underlying cases are not really the focus here. It's rather the legal issue that is presented. And that issue relates to whether persons who have been suspended pending a PRB hearing should be entitled to receive unemployment benefits. And at this point, the matter has reached the circuit court. We did not prevail at the circuit court, which is, of course, why we're asking to take it to the next level. In this particular situation, these are sheriff's office employees, and the sheriff and our office agree that it's appropriate to take this to the, I guess, the highest authority that we can to get a definitive, or as definitive as possible, a response and ruling on this issue. Our position is that, in a nutshell, we should not be responsible for paying unemployment benefits. At least according to the statute, for 3 weeks, if a disciplinary suspension is imposed, we can avoid paying those benefits. So our position is that these suspensions pending PRB are in fact disciplinary suspensions. As the memo that we sent out indicates, this is a challenging appeal because, in large part, because the appellate court gives a significant amount of deference to the findings of the Labor and Industry Review Commission. So we recognize and acknowledge that this is probably a somewhat of an uphill battle. However, we feel that the potential benefits far outweigh the very minimal costs of filing the appeal and moving forward with it. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer.
Okay, I'm sure we will. Supervisor Weckstein.
I think, Mr. Chairman, when you said that we feel that this is a disciplinary action, isn't the PRB there to act as that break to see if the disciplinary action is warranted, and that you could go to the PRB and they could say this employee did absolutely nothing wrong and, in fact, they shouldn't be suspended? So aren't we presuming somebody guilty before they get a chance to present their case?
I don't think that we're presuming them guilty, but I understand the position that you're expressing, and that's the, I guess that is the opposing argument in this matter, is that it is not disciplinary until the PRB has made a final ruling. However, we still feel that because it's part of the disciplinary process, we can make a legitimate argument that the benefits should not be paid for that brief period. Again, it's only 3 weeks that we would be seeking to not pay. Then we're required to pay anyway.
One moment. Attorney Grady wanted to chime in answer to your first question as well.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We really have two arguments to make. One is the one that Mr. Carroll just expressed. The other is that the actual words of the statute don't use the word disciplinary suspension. The actual words of the statute say any suspension. During a period of suspension, an employee's benefits can be denied. The title of the statute does have the word disciplinary suspension in it, but historically the case law is that titles of statutes have no meaning. They aren't to be used generally. And so we've been trying to apply the literal words of the statute, which just says any suspension, disciplinary or not. That's been rejected to date in the by the Labor and Industry Review Commission and by the Circuit Court. They've said that the commission has a longstanding interpretation of the suspension statute to mean disciplinary suspension, regardless of the title. They've interpreted it to mean that, and we're going to defer to their interpretation. So we're arguing just that the literal words of the statute apply, first of all. But the fallback position is, okay, even if it is required to be a disciplinary suspension, we still consider these suspensions part of the disciplinary process. You're correct that the PRB imposes the discipline of discharge, but the suspension is also discipline pending the discharge hearing. And so we have quite frequently and regularly now before the PRB suspensions that last 6 to 8 months, because of that's how long it takes to get a hearing before the PRB. Employees have a right to a hearing within 3 weeks, but if they waive that right and say, I'm willing to wait, then the PRB schedules them in line with the rest, and that often is 6 to 8 months. And so they are collecting unemployment benefits throughout that period, up to 26 weeks from Milwaukee County. So I just wanted to point out there's really two different arguments there. So, okay.
Supervisor Weissman, continue.
Thank you. I just say, don't you see the requirement that we would have to pay unemployment as sort of like a check and balance on the against a frivolous suspension and department heads doing things that create that undesirable workplace that so they suspend an employee. This just kind of raises our bar that you better really have a good reason to discipline an employee, because if it takes us this long to go through the process, we're going to have to pay them unemployment rather than just, I'm going to stick it to this employee and they're not going to get paid and we're going to make their life hell. And if 6 months from now they decide the person didn't do anything wrong, so be it.
Mr. Chairman?
That's great.
What I would say is, that's really not our call, I don't think. I think that's your call. I think that's what you decide when you decide whether to vote on this. Our obligation is to, I think, represent the county, minimize financial exposure to the county, especially when a department head, or in this case, an elected official, is asking us to do that. And so, we believe we have a meritorious argument we can make and present to reduce costs for the county. The policy issue, if you think that that's an inappropriate thing for us to do for the reasons you gave, that's your reason to vote against this, and I that's your call.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Other questions from committee? Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you. In the body of the commentary here, we have the indication that you consider this to be an uphill battle, and with the comments made earlier by Mr. Carroll, it seems like the definitive judgment is that's being sought is one that I think appropriately should be decided by a court rather than a policymaker, because it's of the legal basis that we're moving against here. At any rate, I'm going to move approval of this in hopes that that definitive judgment will be handed down.
Okay. Attorney Grady.
Yeah, excuse me. One other quick comment. Mr. Carroll talked about going to the highest level we can, and I want to pare that back a little bit. I think our intention is to get to an appellate court and get an appellate court ruling, which is the Court of Appeals. My belief is if we were to lose again in the Court of Appeals, we would not come back to go to the Supreme Court. I think we just want to get a published decision or a decision of statewide impact from the Court of Appeals. Circuit court decisions don't have that. And so I think that's the reason we want to go to the Court of Appeals. I wouldn't anticipate being back again should we lose.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I just to clarify, I apologize for the inaccuracy. The highest authority, obviously, would be the Supreme Court, and Mr. Grady is, of course, correct that our intention is only to go to the appellate court level at this point. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Otherwise, we have a motion for approval. Seeing no questions. On the motion.
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
No.
Weishan.
No.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Saskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you. Item two, please.